I understand that you guys at times are turned off by the amount of threes that they take in an NBA game. I am also at times very turned off by the amount of threes that they take in an NBA game. Now, some of that is just the way that basketball is shifted and we got to get with the times a little bit. And some of it is very difficult to get around how we were taught to play basketball and the basketball that we grew up on and watch. So I understand how this generation and how they play, it is drastically different than what we are accustomed to. And I think in some ways it has been hard to get accustomed to. I would tell you that there is a basketball player among us that is a throwback to the kind of player that you really like. It's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. In game two of the Western Conference Finals, he took two threes. He is not a guy that just runs up and down the court and shoots a lot of threes. I love Anthony Edwards. That's who he is at times. I love Jason Tatum. That's who he is at times. I can give you a lot of examples of really good NBA players that they just take a bunch of unnecessary threes and they don't use their athleticism to get in the lane and shoot floaters or get easy shots at the rim. That's kind of how Shai Gilgeous-Alexander plays. And as I was watching game two, part of me was thinking, I hope that he can be the start of a renaissance. The same way that we look at Steph Curry, and it is clear the effect that Steph Curry has had on basketball. And at this point, you can point to certain players and say, oh, your game was influenced by him. When I look at Trae Young, I can tell that you watched a lot of Steph as a kid. When you watch Caitlin Clark, it is very obvious her style of play and where it came from. I hope that we see a change, and I hope that more kids want to start playing basketball like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I hate the fact that we're arguing and being mad that he shoots so many free throws. You want to know why he shoots so many free throws? Because he's one of the few players that drive to the basket. This might be a shocking development. I know you guys might, this might blow your mind. You have a better chance of shooting free throws if you are driving to the basket, and when contact happens, you get fouled and you get to the free throw line. They don't really call a lot of fouls on jump shots. So if you just stand on the perimeter and shoot a lot of jump shots, you usually are not going to shoot a bunch of free throws. But Jalen Brunson drives to the lane. They call fouls. He shoots free throws. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the exact same thing. So I understand if you guys, oh, I don't want to watch him run up and down the court and shoot threes all day. I get it. I'm telling you what you need to do is watch the Oklahoma City Thunder because they actually don't play that way. It's almost like they have found the time machine in the NBA. They play like it's 2005. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander plays like a young Dwayne Wade. It's very, very similar in a lot of ways. That player that you're looking for, that team that you are looking for, I am here to tell you that that player and that team still exist. They're, in fact, still alive in the NBA Finals, and they are the favorite to win the NBA championship. I would highly encourage you to check out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He plays the brand of basketball that I think a lot of people like.
This is connecting two conversations. People say they miss guys driving the lane. They say they miss it. They don't like the amount of threes being taken. They say they hate it. They don't like, you know, the defensive grinded out. They miss the defensive grinded out 85 to 91 games. But the ratings would tell us people like the current NBA. The television viewers would make us think that, oh, this version everyone complains about is popular. It kind of is exactly what we talked about with sports programming on television. People say they want it a certain way, but it's the literal opposite way on the court, and it's going fine. Like, I agree with you. I really like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's game. I think that he was the very deserving MVP. People say they want to see more players like him in the game evolve back, but at the same time, we go out of our way to scream and shout that he's a free throw merchant. It feels like it's the same thing we just talked about. People want one thing, but in reality, they don't, because if it was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scoring 18 and the Thunder won 92-88, would people be watching at the level they are now? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really mind how Shai Gilgeous-Alexander plays. I just think I think in some ways we have kind of forgotten the puzzle that it usually takes to get to 30 points.